2 years of pandemic lockdowns, and now soaring prices. Paul Di Baltasar says he used to be able to provide enough for his family. Before the pandemic, he made daily trips as a driver, but restrictions now limit him to 3 or 4 journeys a week.
Kinikita ko talaga, umaabot na lang 400.
I only make $6 or $7 a day. That's barely enough for food. Life has become really difficult.
Poldi had a budget of less than $6 on the day we accompanied him to the neighborhood market. A quarter of the money was spent on rice, another quarter on chicken, the rest on a bunch of bananas, some vegetables, and few pieces of sausages and fish. He said it was food for 2 days, for his family of six.
Developed nation prices in a developing economy. This is how many Filipinos describe the increasing cost of basic commodities. One of the most significant, a cooking staple, onions. At around $10 a kilogram, they're among some of the most expensive onions in the world.
There was no way Poldi could afford onions, but even middle-class Filipinos are hurting. While the economy is growing, inflation in December was the highest in almost a decade and a half, even though oil prices have started declining.
That does not mean prices are going to go down. That just means prices won't go up as fast as before. And that's going to be a problem if families are not going to be earning enough. Not only
for the business. And while President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. has been touting economic recovery, he's also acknowledged the high costs of basic goods.
Our unemployment rate is quite reasonable considering the situation. However, on the other side of that coin, there is still inflation that is running rampant and out of control.
Poldi says he has no choice but to make do. But he hates seeing his children suffering. He hopes that whatever gains the economy makes in the near future trickle down to ordinary Filipinos. Barnabilo, Al Jazeera, Manila.